Yeah.
Hello.
Hello there. Is it possible for you to Thomas? Is it possible to speak to Thomas, please?
Yeah.
Is it Thomas I'm speaking to?
Uh-huh.
Hello there, Thomas. It's just Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the inquiry you made to look into your time in care in Scotland, if you remember.
Yeah, mate. I was locked up. I wasn't cared, you know.
No. Was it a young offenders?
Yep. Longed again, and I was also in St Mary's.
Yeah, and how old was you when you went into there?
15.
Okay, so that's something we can look into for you, so it's good news for yourself. Because with these claims at the moment there, Thomas, the average refund is around £4,000 to £5,000. Okay. So that's quite a lot of money for you to gain. So did you go in there at 15, did you say, yeah?
It's St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, did you
say? Yep. What happened was, long story short, I got remanded for something else. And then I got bail, and that day I got nicked again, and because I was on my own, they had room for the care, they put me into St. Mary's. So I was in St. Mary's, fully committed. That was back then, it was like 110 days, wasn't it? Eventually got an ID parade after I can't remember, man, but 8 weeks or something, 6 weeks, something like that.
Yep.
But someone fucking touched me up in the toilet. You were allowed to smoke in that back then. And I can remember, I always know something happened, and it was official, because we got pulled in. It was one of the, because people could stay in there till they were 18 or something, you know. And I was a very young 15-year-old, you know.
No worries. Now, Tom, can I just take from you your date of birth, please, pal?
Yep. 6/10/74.
Perfect. Like I said, there's some questions we need to ask so we can get an understanding about your time in there. First of all, could you just confirm your address for me as well? So where you're living at the moment?
I'm down London.
What's your address there, Tom?
Shirley House. That's what I'm telling you. Five. I'll give N16 8 TJ for John.
Yeah, perfect. Is it? So Shelley House, it's number 5, yeah? Shakespeare Walk.
That's it.
Yep, number 5. That's fine.
It's Shakespeare Walk, mate, yep. 5/5 Shelley House.
Yeah, no worries. Now, Tom, have you ever been known by any other names at all?
Nah, sometimes the police got my middle name mixed up, but nothing. It's Thomas Coyd, McQuaid. But
no worries.
Sometimes you spelt it different, you know.
So is it Thomas Coyd McQuaid? Is McQuaid your surname?
McQuaid's my middle name.
McQuaid's your middle name, okay. What are your parents' names, Tom?
Tom, Robert, they're dead, obviously. Robert and Christina.
Christina, okay. Fine. And where was you living before you went into the Young Offenders? Where was you living?
Partick. Did you get that?
Okay. Do you have any problem? Partick, did you say?
Aye.
Okay, no worries. And have you got any brothers or sisters, Tom?
Yeah, I've got three older ones, but only one that's present here.
No, no worries. And what were they all called
for? Something's happened to him and Kerr and all, mate.
Okay, we'll be able to deal with this claim as well.
The only one's dead. I told me, just one's called Robert, and he's living in a hostel in the Ibrox, Copeland Road.
Yeah.
He was in one, I can't remember the name, but it was one of my brothers, and something fucking happened to him, definitely.
Yeah.
But that's down to him,
after
you know.
I mean, after the call, I can take his number off you, and we can give him a call if you'd like. It's not a problem. What local authority were you cared under?
Sorry?
What local authority were you cared under?
Sorry, can you repeat that? I was Bishop's Bridge. I don't know. St. Mary's, right, is where I felt like the abuse happened. When I went to Wongregend, I was in Bellini for like 8 hours in the fucking dog box until my two codees came up. And it was just getting stripped and all that, like, was fucking, like, as I said, I was very young and didn't even have pubic hair, fuck all. And the whole ordeal was fucking traumatising.
Yeah, how long was you in St. Mary's for, Tom?
And, St. Mary's, I couldn't put a date on it, mate, because it was like 6-8 weeks, something like that. Could be longer. I got a fully committal, but then I got an ID period because I was innocent, you know?
Yeah, so what? So did you get out after 8 weeks at St. Mary's, or did you move to somewhere else?
No, I went moved back to my parents.
Okay. Now, Tom, in regards to the claim, if you're not here, say God forbid something happens to you, when the payment's ready, who would you like your money to go to if you're not here to collect it? Who would you like your beneficiary to be?
Nick, my partner. My missus, Nicola Matthews.
Yeah, what's her name? Nicola Matthews.
Same address as me.
Number, Nicola.
Fuck, man, hold on. 07988. 7221 at the end, something in the middle. I'll text it to this number in a minute, mate, right?
Yeah, no worries. Now, Tom, what do you need from me to start the claim? Do you need a copy? Yeah, so Tom, what we do need for a claim of yourself, in regards to ID, we need a picture of either a driving license, a passport, or a bus pass. That's just a photo ID to prove who you are. And we need a letter just to prove, obviously, where you live. So I'll just send you a quick message on WhatsApp Messenger, Tom. Which one of the following would you be using? Would it be a bus pass and ID or a passport, by any way? Which one would it be?
Okay, I'm Tom, man, I don't really want my partner to know, right? But I've got a passport, I've also got a bus pass, you know? So I could take a picture of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And do you use WhatsApp on your mobile there, Tom?
Yep.
So if you can open WhatsApp on your phone for me, Tom. Want you to open WhatsApp Messenger for me?
If I do that, won't I cut you off?
No, you should be fine. Tom.
I'll cut you off.
Sorry? No, it should be fine, Tom. All you need to do is slide up on your phone and open WhatsApp.
I'm trying, Nick.
Yep, no worries, bye. Just let me know once you get started.
Right, I've done that, mate.
Yep. Yep. Did you see the message from me, Tom, at the top? You open that message
I've opened
for me.
It.
Yep, so open the message for me and then just open, click the camera button at the side. And then all you need to do is take a picture of your driving licence or your passport or bus patch, whichever you're using, and then just a picture of a letter shows you live where you live.
Sorry, what's your name, mate?
My name's Ben, from MMA.
Excuse me. Ben. Ben, I'm waiting for a phone call, mate. Can I do this another day, mate?
Yeah, we can do this, no problem.
This person phones me every fortnight, mate.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. As long as
I'll need to hunt something out, you know what I mean?
No, that's fine. As long as you can send over a picture of your bus pass or your driving license we can start this plane for you.
I'll send a picture of my bus pass right now, but I'll need to find a letter somewhere, you know.
No, that's fine. Just leave the letter for now. And, like if you can send the ID over, that can be enough for now.
All right, then.
Yep. No worries. I'll let you go off the phone so you can take that call, but like I say, send the bus pass over. It means we can start your claim there, Tom, so you're not waiting even longer for your money. We can get it started today for you, okay? And I'm going to send you a link out as well for you to sign, Tom.
All right, Ben.
Not a problem, pal. Just get the ID sent
over. All right, cheers, mate.
Tom, just let me know once you're ready for a call to finish it. All right, cheers, pal.